Father, we thank you this morning. We are honored, O God, to be in this church where we see your vision growing each time and each year. We want to thank you, O God, for the blessings that you've poured, O God, on this church financially. Thank you, O God, for the ground that we are taking. Thank you for that vision, O God, of going beyond. We want to thank you, Father. We thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. In Africa, where I come from, if you are going on a journey, we put on our best attire. Different, I know, in Australia, when you're flying to Melbourne, that was one of the things that amazed me when I came here. You see people in their flip-flops and in their shorts and t-shirts, all good. But for me, if I'm traveling in Africa, I don't wear the shorts. I don't wear the flip-flops. I wear my best attire. So we are going beyond. And I'm going to go beyond too. That's why I'm in my best attire today, just to confuse things a bit. Hallelujah. God is so good. That's the flavor that he has given us. We come from all walks of life. And that's the beauty of our God. I'm going to share just quickly an encouragement to us concerning the beyond vision that we've got. One of the things that attracted me so much, or that I really valued when I came to this church, was that everything we are doing is biblical. It's tying in to the vision or the mission of the church. When I say church, I'm not just talking of C3. I'm talking of the church of the living God, the global church. The threefold mission of the church, number one, is to bring edification. When we gather around as a church, we are coming here to be fed. We are coming here to have an opportunity to serve. We are coming here to feel valued. The number two mission of the church is evangelism. I think that's one of the main thrusts of this church. You always hear Pastor Sean talking about souls. We need souls. We need to go out. We need to preach the good news of Christ. At the moment, we are even talking of taking new ground, going to Huonville. We are talking of missions going beyond Australia. And the last thing is equipping. The church is an equipping center. We have recently increased our capacity upstairs so that we can equip more people here. We have the Alpha programs. We have all these build programs going on around us. Why we do that is so that we are equipped. We don't just get equipped to sit down. We get equipped so that we are released and we start functioning in church. There's a story told about by a pastor. He said they were going beyond or to another place as a church for a social gathering. They used one of those rowing boats, and everyone had one of those canoe paddles. So you were supposed to paddle along as you go to the other side. But he did notice that as they were paddling across, some people were busy talking, chatting, and they had their paddles on their lap. They got to the other side, and they started eating, and he also noticed one thing. I'm not telling anyone off, but it's just a story. He said he noticed that when they were eating, those who were talking too much and those who were not even using their paddles along the way, they were the first out there on the tables for the sandwiches and the food and the eats. So as he got up to speak, he said, I did notice as we were coming along, this is what I've noticed. And he said to them, the truth is, though some of you were not paddling along, we still got here. So if you don't paddle, we'll still get to where we need to get. But it would have been more lovely, enjoyable, and even a tiny bit faster to get here if everyone was just pedaling along. Let me just say to us as a church, we have an opportunity to go beyond next week. We will get there, maybe without some of us, but it would be lovely to get there together. Just pedaling along with us to get to the other side. You know, when we talk of money, I think people think it too much. You know, at times you need to go, you don't give out of your comfort. You give beyond your comfort. There are some people who are good giving out of their abundance. But when we're talking of beyond, I believe God is saying to us, why don't you go beyond your normal? Why don't you go beyond your familiar? Why don't you go beyond what you are used to do? I remember when I was in England, we used to worship in rented places, I think like you did a few years ago. We had to carry instruments to church, carry instruments out of church. Sunday, we had to get that early, get home again late because we had to carry the instruments. We said, well, God, we need you to take us to another vision, another level. We went to a place. We said we want to look for a place of our own. We went to an industrial unit. We said to the lady who was showing us the places, she showed us an empty room. We said, I don't think this is the one we want. Then she said, I know exactly what you want. There was a neglected hall that used to be used as a dancing hall. They had upstairs offices and an auditorium at the ground floor. We went in there and we said, God, this is it. This is what we are looking for. How much does it cost? It was three times where we were paying rent, the rent we were paying on another place. And where we were just about managing. Almost every Sunday, we really struggled. By the end of the month, we are saying, if we got enough, if we got enough, if we got enough. But when we go to that building, God just said something to my heart and to the guy that I had, that this is it. We came back to the church and said, well, we found a place. And it's going to cost so much. The good thing we know is that we are not going on our own. We have God on our side. We are going to go beyond what we are used to. We are going to go beyond what we have known for all these years. And God did wonders. My wife is a witness in that place. God provided the finances we need. People went beyond what they normally did. We want to go beyond. Mark chapter 8, it says, then he left them, got back into the boat, verse 18, by the way, and crossed to the other side. Just remember that word, crossed to the other side, going beyond. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, it is because we have no bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? It's a funny story that we read here, because Jesus doesn't explain after that verse 21 why he got a bit angry with the disciples. Jesus, in most times, was a gentle person. He would answer them gently, maybe except that time when he had to really get people out of the temple. But this time, the disciples have just forgotten to bring bread. They had one bread with them in the boat. And it does seem like Jesus was not part of the discussion. It appears as if he was sitting somewhere a bit further away from the disciples in that boat. Because the Bible says, aware of their discussion, he said to them, why are you discussing about having no bread? Don't you have eyes to see? Don't you have ears to hear? How come you still don't understand? And he asked them some questions. You remember when we fed 5,000 people? 5,000 people with five loaves. They said, yes, we remember. How many basketfuls of leftovers did you collect? They said 12. What about the 7,000? We had seven loaves. How many basketfuls? They answered the basketfuls they picked up. And Jesus said, how come you still do not understand? It was a stern reply. And maybe if I was a disciple, I would want to hear, why did you get so angry, Jesus, about us having forgotten to bring bread here? The Bible says they had one loaf with them. And I don't know, in my culture, my mom used to say, if I bring little things, if she asked me to go and bring something and it's too little, she would say, you have brought me nothing. It's just a saying. There we are told they had one loaf. But all of a sudden, the disciples are saying, is it because we have no bread? But they had one loaf with them. And there were only 12 of them. I said, I need you to remember the word crossover. Going beyond. Jesus said they went into the boat and started going to the other side, going beyond, moving from where they were to another place, moving from the place they were familiar with to go beyond to another place. Maybe that's what God is saying to us as church now. I think it's good. We are so blessed that we have figures. We can look at Stuart doing the figures. We feel we can do it because we've got the money. But I want to challenge you further. We don't do it because we have the money. We do it because we have God. We do it because we are crossing over with God. At times when we look so much to our sufficiency, at times when we look so much into our pockets and feel we have enough, we start missing God a bit. We start forgetting God a bit. And we feel we have done it. And we pat ourselves and say, we have done it. I want us to know that when we go beyond in this coming year, we will be able to come back here and Pastor Sean will be saying, God indeed went beyond with us. God crossed over with us to the other side. Maybe not just as a church, in your own life. God is saying to you, maybe go beyond what you are normally doing. Your worship, the way you worship God, God maybe wants you to just go a bit beyond. Maybe the way you are committed to the things of the church, maybe God is just saying, go a bit beyond. I don't want just to come every Sunday and say, maybe God is saying, it's high time, stand up, do something. You can sing, you can serve, you can go on the overheads, you can help whatever. God is saying, go beyond. Cross over, start doing something. So I was asking myself, why did Jesus get angry here? 3 points. I had four. Maybe we'll go to three today. Praise God. It seems like Jesus was not amused because though the disciples had him in the boat, they were forgetting that he was in the boat. The important thing is, the one who is with you in the boat is more important than what you have in the boat. If you have Jesus with you, he is all you need. And for the disciples, they could have done simple maths. 5,000 people fed with five loaves. About one loaf would cover 1,000 people. 7,000 people. 4,000 people with seven loaves. About one loaf would cover nearly 600 people. So by just the same token, maybe one loaf, I'm not a mathematician, but one loaf, I'm sure it would go very far. and there were only 12 of them. And they are forgetting that they have Jesus with them in that boat. At times we want to look into our baskets and see how much have we got in there. I remember one time we were doing a giving period at church. We said to my wife, we want to do a bit of sacrificial giving. You know, the giving that pains you. A giving that is a bit more borderline carelessness. Where there is not much food in the house, but you have given to the things of God. Where there are things, the luxuries that we normally enjoy, we can't have them because we have given to the things of God. We didn't buy our groceries that month. It was way back in Zimbabwe, where our churches were poor and you would really struggle to give. We gave out beyond. One day, that same month, before the end of the month, a brother came to us. He said, I was pastor then. He said, Pastor, you know, have you done your groceries yet? I said, no, we haven't. He says, is there anything that you want me to add? I want to just to grab a few things for you. So we didn't tell him that we didn't have actually money to buy groceries. We just said to him, you know, wisdom. Say, you know, when you go, brother, just do as the Spirit leads. Just pick whatever you can pick in the shop. That will be all right. This guy went in. He came to our house at night. We opened his boot. We had to come in, get and bring into the house. Come back, get in, bring into the house. Come, get in. And we love sugar. Sorry. We love sugar. I put sugar in my tea. Those of us who don't put sugar, don't worry. We had sugar that lasted us more than 3 months that time. All I'm saying is that the one in the boat with you is more important than what you have in the boat. What was Jesus saying? He's saying to these disciples, you remember I was doing that and you were the ushers. I can do for you what I have done for others. Jesus can do for you what he has done for others. It's normally easy to testify about the goodness of the God of Pastor Sean, the God of Pastor James, the God of Jono. It's at times easy to testify about the God of somebody else. But God is saying, what I have done for those people, I can do for you. This is what God is saying to you in the area of your finances, in the area of your healing, in the area of your financial troubles or your marital troubles. God is just saying, I can do for you what I've done for others. I've had people who had divorced, but when God came in, they were reconciled back. I've seen people getting healed physically. They were sick, couldn't walk. We had a woman we met at our church who couldn't walk, but when we met her, she couldn't wear high-heeled shoes. She was wearing flat shoes. She was walking with crutches. If you come to our house, I'll show you the picture. She had a painful knee, but the painful knee was not just a painful knee. It was demons holding onto that leg. She would get pain. They go to A&E, x-rays, scans, everything, nothing would show. Give you a medication, something comes back home. What used to happen every time she would pray on the phone with my wife, she would manifest, she was so many houses away, about 5 kilometers away, she would fall down where she is and would have to drive there. Then we started asking, what's happening here? What's happening here? Until God just impressed, I'm not saying all sickness is demonic. For her, it was demonic. God impressed upon our heart that there was something going on with that knee. We prayed for her. Demons cast, manifested, and went away. And from that time, she wears high heels. The crutch is no more. When you see her dancing, we dance in our worship at times. Music in Africa, we dance at times, dancing beyond. If people look at you, they say, what kind of a dance is this? This woman would say to them that, if you see me dancing and you feel ashamed for me, please, I'm sorry for you. Because I know where God has taken me from. She would jump. She would jump with high-heeled shoes. Why? What God has done for others, he can do for you. The last thing, Jesus is saying to them, you remember, you brought those 5 loaves to me, and I multiplied them, and they ate. Jesus is saying, you know, if you want a miracle, why don't you just try me? Bring something to me, and I will do. You leave it to me, and I'll do the rest. Miracles happen as we bring things or something to God. I don't know what you are seeking for, but God is saying, maybe don't sit there. Maybe you need to get up and start walking in that faith. Maybe God is saying, well, don't look so much in your bank account. God is just saying, maybe just start walking in your faith. Maybe God is saying, you know, God is just saying, you need to bring whatever you've got. Moses, God said, what have you got in your hand? He said, I've got a rod. And God, he said, throw it on the floor. And the rod became a snake. And Moses started running. He didn't realize he was holding a miracle from God in his hand. You've got a miracle of God in your life already. You've got a miracle of God that you're holding on to. But God is saying, release it, release it, release it. If you bring something to God, God will perform a miracle to you. How come you still do not understand? Next week as we come, it's an opportunity. We're not trying to say everyone pay, but it's an opportunity for us to test God with our faith. It's an opportunity for us to participate with the greater vision of God in this church. It's not the amount, Pastor said. Why don't you bring whatever you've got? Try God. Say, God, I'm trying you for my health. I'm not talking about sowing a seed here. I'm just saying, you're just saying to God, I want to try you. I want to go beyond. I'm believing you for my children. I want to go beyond. I'm believing you for my finances. I want to go beyond. I'm believing you for my health. I want to go beyond. I'm believing you for UNville. I want to go beyond. I'm believing you for the churches beyond Australia. I'm going beyond. That's what God is saying here. Pastor Sean, come in. Let's finish. Glory to Jesus.